Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most of us know that there are deals to be found in clothing consignment shops, but how many of us want to take the time to go through rack after rack of shirts, pants, jackets, etc.? That's why our next guest decided to take a stab at starting a business that did that curating for you. And she has done it so well that she won eBay's 2018 Young Entrepreneur Award. Hawa Lukale is founder of Messy's Closet in West Columbia, South Carolina. Today, she's in our studio. Hawa, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us how it all got started.
So shortly after I graduated high school, I decided to go to yard sales and consignment shops and kind of treasure hunt for pieces that caught my eye, and I would put them on eBay. I noticed that people from all over the country and then all over the world were shopping my find. So I went to the University of South Carolina. So I kind of did it all throughout college. And after I graduated, I realized that I spent a lot of time treasure hunting and not getting an internship that like related to my major. So I took the plunge and I decided to go full time into curating my online shop on eBay. And I won the 2018 Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. So I got a prize check and I impulsively saw a retail space and I decided, why not just grow my business, like instead of being solely online, to having a brick and mortar front so people can come in, feel the items, and get a customer experience.
Congratulations on that award. Did you have any idea that you were a finalist?
I applied. And 2 weeks later, they said that they narrowed me down to the final three in my category. And there was a voting period. So whoever got the most votes won the award.
Well, walk us through then the transition into actually owning a brick and mortar shop as well.
First, I learned how to deal with contractors. That was a fun experience, but having a brick and mortar is different because your customers, you're catering more to your community. So right now, it's warm outside. I can't sell a sweater like I was used to selling a sweater on eBay because someone in Alaska was cold. But it's more enjoyable to be a part of the community, the River District Association over in West Columbia. I enjoy meeting my customers. What I like is people come in store, they're shopping for events. People are more likely to buy more than one thing. On eBay or online, it's so specific, like you're typing in exactly what you want. But in store, you have the possibility to discover something that you are never looking for. So I definitely love that part of opening a brick and mortar shop, being involved in the community, not being cooped up in my apartment all day.
And at the same time, you are maintaining your eBay store.
Yes, I still sell on eBay. And what I like about having the brick and mortar store is that now people can drop off some of their items and I can market it in my store, but online as well, which is what a lot of consignment stores don't do.
And so you are a consignment shop.
I'm working my way into it slowly. Slowly. I've started taking certain pieces from people, learning the ropes. Kind of how I started my eBay business slowly. Like I started having 30 things in my store and then it grew to 400 things and now I've sold over 10,000 things.
How has all of this affected your ability to get out and do the hunting, the curating, and finding everything that you are having success selling?
My store has limited hours, so I still have the time to go out and drive to other cities to find things. I also have an intern from the university, so it's not completely taking up all of my time. And it's almost saving me time now if I grow the consignment part where people bring the stuff to me. I don't have to go out and look for it anymore.
Who would you say is your target market?
I specialize in women's clothing, and a lot of the clothing is things, there's day-to-day things, but there's a lot of things for events. Definitely more statement clothing, a little out of the box, embroidery, embellishment, beading, bright colors. There's also things that are more on the minimalist spectrum that are just like clean cuts, things that you would find at a boutique for almost 80% off the retail price.
And still enough for you to make money.
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to visit our studio. And once again, congratulations on that award.
Thank you for having me.
Hawalukale is founder of Messy's Closet in West Columbia, South Carolina. She is also the recipient of eBay's 2018 Young Entrepreneur Award. We will have a link to her company posted at our website so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.